Monday the 28th of June, Tess Vov Tammuz, Tess Zion Tammuz, Rabbi David Zahn, Self-Analysis.
Morning, Shalom Aleichem. It's always a very pleasurable experience for me to be able to come back and be here and join you, because when I'm in London, usually B'derech Klal, it's not for such an enjoyable pastime, let's say. This is so Gewaltig is actually able to start the day the Torah to Whitley, literally. So we should be able to join together on many more occasions, as I said together. Self-analysis. This sounds a very strange title, but what are we trying to analyze? We're not doing any chemical analysis or genetic analysis. We're trying to analyze the person ourselves. What is the essence of the person? The Gaon writes, Tachlis ha'odom lishboir midoisov ashleishova adheino. The purpose of the creation of man is to conquer his midas, to overcome his bad midas. It sounds an interesting thing, because we would have thought... That's it. Rashi says, why did you call him Reuven? Ma bein beni lebein ben chobi. Look at the difference between my son, Reuven, and my father-in-law's son, Esav. Reuven had the b'chayr taken away from him. Because Yosef became, so he had two of Esau, two Ephraim and Manasseh. He became the Bechayr, and Reuven didn't react in any way. Not only that, he was the one who set out to try and save Yosef over all the other Shvatim. Reuven was the one who was instigated to try to save Yosef. Whereas Esau, he sold the Bechayr instead of trying to save Yosef. And Arkane Koroshmei Reuven, the Leah highlights the difference in middos between Esau and Yosef and Reuven. So, because they're tachlis odom, that's the purpose of man, especially now we're holding by Erev the 3 weeks, as we know, it's all about middos. The middos, as they say, manners maketh man, so we say middos maketh man, it's all about middos. The person has to learn Torah in such a way that it changes him. However, in order to do something about one's middos, whether it be gaiva or kas or taiva or kin or whatever it is, one has to recognize within oneself if one is driven by middos or by bad middos or not. And it's a very difficult sugya to know, for a person to analyze one's actions, to understand, why do I do this? Is it l'shem shemaim? Or am I being controlled by my middos? How do you judge this? No one thinks they're driven by bad middos. If I do something, it's because I feel I need to do it. You know, everyone is justifies themselves. How can a person look at oneself and say, you know, this is my middah, this is not my middah? So Bemis, I was misled to this from the Pasha, the beginning of the Pasha. By Dabba Hashem of Moshe Leimer, Pinchos ben Elozah ben Aaron HaKoyin, Heshem es Chamosi mal B'nei Yisrael, Bekane es Kinosi B'Seicham, Velechinisi es B'nei Yisrael B'Kinosi. Pinchos acted in such a way as to remove my anger from Klal Yisrael when he avenged the Avengers, he killed Zimri, who was committing an Aveir with Cosby, with provoking Moshe Rabbeinu, Velechein emoir ni nefle es B'Si Sholim. So Pinchos actually did two things. Firstly, he punished Zimri for the chutzpah, the azus committing the aveir that he did in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, in front of Klal Yisrael, for the example that he set. That's one thing. Bekaneyes kinosi. But there's something else. Heshiv es chamosi. He removed my anger. Because at that time, the Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael, when it's modim lebal pa'ir, they got involved in zus and avodah zarah, and there was a magefa, there was a plague. By he amazed him, Magefa, Arab, 24,000 even passed away with Nifter in this plague. And Pinchas, by doing what he did, stopped Heshev Ischava, removed the Bershalem's anger, and the plague abated, and the people stopped dying. And these are the two things that he did. So, apparently, you would have said, incidentally, he was Kaneis Kinosi, that itself is something which deserves a reward. And also the fact that he removed the plague from Klal Yisrael. So the Mefarshim ask a kasha, the Meshech Chochma, the Stipler, both ask the same question. They ask a kasha, the Pasuk highlight, which aspect of what Pinchas did does the Torah highlight more? Does the Torah state, this is the reason for his reward? Pinchas ben Elozah ben Aaron HaKoyin, Heshives Chamosi mal b'nei Yisrael, he removed my anger. He stopped people dying. How did he stop people dying? Because Bekana is Kinosi B'Seichon. He acted in the way he killed Zimri and Lechlisi is B'nai Yisrael. So the Torah highlights the fact that because of Pinchas, the plague stopped. And that's why he received Bris Kunas Olam, that's why he got Bris Shalom, that's why he received his reward. And the question which they ask is, surely even there wouldn't have been no plague. Zimri would have come with Cosby in front of the Moshe Rabbeinu, and Zimri would have said, if you're going to tell me this lady is also for me, who allowed you to marry Tzipora, she was a Midianist, what's the difference? And you would have committed the Aveira. He's also done a fantastic thing. Why did the Torah say that the reward for Pinchas was only because Heshiv is Hamas and Abnei Israel? And that's that. Surely the act of that was only a result of the act of Kanos. It was the act of Kanos which made him deserving of the reward, of the reward which he got. Famous Rashi, everybody knows the first Rashi. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Lefi, Shehoyu Hashvatim Mevazim Oisai. Why did the Torah give us Pinchas' full title? Because the Shvatim being Mevazer Pinchas, they said Hari Isin ben Puti Zeh, this Shepitim Avi Imay Agolim Avi Zorah, his grandfather who fattened calves Avi Zorah. The Horag Nasi Shevim, he said, who does he think he is? He comes along, this fellow, you know where he comes from? A Zeda, a Nishna, a Goy, a Nishdam, a Goy, a priest Avi Zorah. Lefikach, therefore the Torah says, no, Boa Kosta V'yichas Ha'acha Aaron. The Torah comes along and says, no, he's an Enik of Anakai. So this Rashi reminds him of a story that once Reuven and Shimon came for a din Torah to the Rav. Came for a din Torah to the Rav. And we're getting rather heated, rather excited. Reuven comes on to the Rav, says, okay, oh, calm down. He says to Reuven, right, okay, let's see what you have got here. Shimon, this, Shimon, that, whatever. Gives the whole thing. Yeah, you're right. Shimon, so what do you say, Shimon? Shimon, no, 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 gives the whole thing. If I can. Yeah, you're right. So what did he do? He goes into the kitchen, the Rebbe's sitting there. He said, he's right. How could they both be right? He said, Reuben's right. He said, Shimon's right. He said, you know, you're also right. So he said, what's Rashi saying here? The Shvatim said that Pinchas is the Enikel of Yisrael. His Shepitim avi imoyah golim avodazor. His Zeda fattened calves avodazor. So it came on the post. It says no. Pinchas is the enikel for Naran. They're both right. He's got a father and his mother. From his mother's side, he's descended from Yisrael. And from his father's side, he's descended from Aaron. So what's the Torah telling us? Therefore, the Torah says Pinchas is the enikel for Naran because he's the enikel for Naran. He's not enikel for Yisrael. What's the chat? There's like Pinchas. Bekaleis kenosi b'seichan. He did an act of kanos, an act of mesiras nefesh. This is the halacha which is learned from here. Boil aramis, kanoim peigim boy. The soul who commits such an aveir takes a goita in such a way. Kanoim peigim boy. It is permitted for anyone to go without, as they say, without judge and jury, without edus, without bezin. If a person witnesses it, he can go and act straight away. Boil aramis, kanoim peigim boy. Halacha ve'ein meirin kein. If you go and ask a shadow, what shall I do? Won't tell you anything. Nothing. Won't tell you anything. But if you feel very strongly, very upset, very hurt, very offended by what's been seen, then kanoim peigim boy. Then you can act. So there's two difficulties. How does one understand this halacha? What does it mean? The concept of halacha ve'ein meirin kein. If it's halacha, then it's halacha. Then you have, since when do we say halacha? Halacha, but we don't tell you. If it's not halacha, what's it supposed to mean? Number one. Number two, that the din is. If someone witnesses the act at the time, then he can act in such a way. But the Gemara says if Zimri would have been Pirish, if Zimri would have separated from Cosby, then Pinchas would have come and killed him, and Pinchas would have been Chayav Misa. Pinchas would have been Chayav Misa. He's not only at the time. Someone's on Naveira, Chas V'Shalom, and he's a cardinal offense, and he's Chayav Misa's Bezdin. It doesn't matter, he doesn't get killed at the time when he's doing it, he gets killed, whatever. If there's Edus and Bezdin, he gets killed. Why must it be at the time? So Mr. Rambam gives us a bit of an insight into this Aveira of Boil Aramis Kano and Pekinbun. Because Be'emus, strangely enough, as great as the Aveira is, Chas V'Shalom, sort of intermarriage, it's not even an issue which is mentioned in the Torah. It's not an issue of Deraisa. The Gemara says, "Now the Dezara Bezdin Shachashmanoi Gozru." It was a takona. The Bezdin Shachashmanoi belayt takona. It says in the Torah, the Imam mustn't marry from the Zayin Umas who live in Eretz Yisrael, the Kanani, the priest, all these lot. But Stamet is not asa min Torah. So what's the big deal? Is it Rabbanon? It's a Rabbanon. We heard the Mokim Mitzvah's Mutl. Chas V'Shalom is not Mutl Mokim Mitzvah. But what's it all about? So the Rambam addresses this point, and the Rambam writes in Luchas Esurim like this. Talks about the din of Kanoim Peigim by says, Ovoin Zeh, says the Rambam, Afapi She'ein by Mrs. Bezdin, even though there's no capital punishment for this Aveira, Al Yehi Kal Be'einecho. You should not treat it lightly. You might say there's no Chiyum Misa. You're not even a Sidraisa. No, it's a Rabbanon. No, don't treat it. Ela Yesh Be'hefzid She'ein B'chol Ho'arayas K'moisei. There is something about this Aveira that we don't find by any other of the Aveiras of forbidden marriages, by any of the Arayas. Why? Shaben mina erva, but no yule chal dava. Someone chas shalom who does it with an erva. The child is a child, the Yiddish child. B'chal is a Yid. Mamzer tamed chacham kain b'kain amoretz. Even the child's a mamzer, you got to give this for it. Mamzer kain, he comes for kain amoretz. Is a Yid. B'chal is sali chashiv. Vahbi shehu mamzer, doesn't matter. Aber v'aben mina goya, someone who's b'ayl aramis, the child, as we know, is not Jewish. Ain't a benoy. Shenema ki yosef bin chobi acharai. So, okay, fine. But still, how does that explain? Why is this Aveira more severe than the, why is it treated with such severity? It cannot be pagan, but the Dovah Zeh, says, finishing off the Rambam, Goyrim lehidobik begoyim. Shivdilonu akadush baruch hu mehem beloshu ma'achra Hashem limobay. You know what the result of this Aveira is, of Goyil Aramis? It breaks down the barriers to Yidin and Goyim. You know, this fellow's got, he's got Goyshe in-laws, and he's got Goyshe children, and it becomes, he's always either from Yid, he can't be from Yid, but it doesn't make enough Gemilla. It breaks down the bias in Yidin and Goyim. And as such, it makes it easier, he's more susceptible to be influenced by the ways of the Goyim, even consciously and subconsciously, because Mele is one of them, they're one of him, it breaks down the barriers. And the Eshta Aleph and Ayid, the first Yusayid of Ayid is, Ayid has to feel he's different. Because what's motive, what makes the Ayid, we can't tell you, because he knows, Ich bin Ayid. That's the Mila, the Ispis Kredish, the Chiddur Christ, the Ayid feels he's different. He's not like he goes, like the Yidilom and Atayim, or Fonteyas Emes. Is Bebela, is Cesar Amam, even though the actual Aveira itself, as such, there are more stringent Aveiras, but the result of this Aveira is much more far-reaching. Because if it's Goyrim Lehidobit Ba'akum, then that's the thin end of the wedge. Then where's the end? You know, then even at the moment he's keeping Tarek Mitzvahs over some of the Mitzvahs, but it's going to eat away at his keeping Tarek Mitzvahs, because he's going to be mushpa from the Goyim. V'dovo zeh Goyrim Lehidobit Ba'goyim. That's the Rambam writes. So maybe the Mefarshim explain, but Yosef and others explain. So Boyel Aramis Kanoim Pagan Boy. So one question was, why is he only killed Bishas Maitha and not later? The answer is, where the person commits an Aveir, which is a capital offence, and then with Abus or with Bezdin, then he is Chai Misa. This Aveir is not a capital offence. It's a Misa Rabban. It's not a capital, strange though it may seem, it's not a capital offence. However, as the Rambam writes, it has far-reaching effects, much further reaching than any other Aveira. I mean, as someone who witnesses it being such a thing taking place, Boel Aramis, and he feels it affects not only the person who does the Aveira, someone who sees it being done, it's like a royal Seita Bil Kikula Yaza Atzmin Ayayin, someone sees it has an effect, it makes, even though Chasram, this person would never do it himself, possibly, but it shows somehow that the Yidin and the Goyim, it's not so obfuscated, it's not so separate. You know, so even though I wouldn't do what he did, but you know, we made a person would be more susceptible to the influences which are around amongst the Goyim. We made a such a person who feel, in order to stop being influenced, is Boyer Kanoim Pagan. The person can react. Sort of, and this reaction is something which will enable him to push out of his system the influence, the hashpah, the ration, the impression which this terrible act of Boyer Aramis Kanoim has done to him. This is why Boyer Aramis Kanoim Pagan Boy, only Bishas Maisa, Halacha Ve'ein Moirin Kain. Why Halacha Ve'ein Moirin Kain? Because the person is not Chai Misa. You can't ask Shah Shira Kirin. It's a very personal thing. It depends on how you feel. If you feel very strongly, you feel affronted, you feel mushpa, you feel as though it weakens your feeling of etc. If weakens that feeling, then you have to react. You're allowed to, and you have to react as a mitzvah. If you're the type of person, you're indifferent, adish, you know, you might say you're tolerant in this day and age, you're tolerant. If you're tolerant, fine. I mean, it's not fine, but it's halacha, you can't go and kill, because the person itself is not chai misa, it's not for you to go and do anything. The yisayid of kanos is if the person feels that's the yisayid of being meicha. If the person feels that if without the bechor, they themselves will be adversely affected, then they have an obligation to be meicha. The bechor is for the person themselves, not necessarily for the person whether he will listen or he won't listen. That's a different point. But for the person themselves, they are obligated to be meicha if they feel that way. They're entitled and obligated. It's a mitzvah to be meicha. Habayil aram is kanon pagan by. But what will be if someone sees, Reuven sees Shimon being Boel Aramis? So Reuven's allowed to kill Shimon. But Shimon is an old enemy of his. And now he sees his way of getting even. This is Machiah. He's not affronted by what Shimon did. But Shimon, he's got a score to settle with Shimon. He says, oh, Machiah, it's Boel Aramis. Mamish, give me the thing, I'll go and kill him. Is he not allowed to do that? Because he's not allowed. He's a Ritzeach. But we won't know because you can't prove it. But in Kapish Ma'agai, he's a Ritzeach. In fact, there's an interesting halacha, the Sof Choshe Mishpat, in Hilchas Choyvul B'Chaveiro, Mamish, you've got this shayla there. The halacha is, if someone sees someone doing an Aveira, if someone sees, take your shtikl chazer, said, Apidin, I'm not saying the halacha the mice, but Apidin, Ikadin, one is allowed to go lafush, we're allowed to give him hakol, you're allowed to hit him to stop him eating, not stand to hit him, but you're allowed to hit him in such a way as to take away the dom of the friends to take, stop him doing the Aveira. So there, the Sman, Chosh Mishpat, discusses the shayla, this shayla, Reuven sees Shimon doing an Aveira. The Reuven couldn't care tuppence about the Aveira, but he's got something with Shimon. He says, oh, he doesn't want to hit him, Stamos, eh? Now if Shimon's doing the Aveira, oh, Mechai, he wants to go and hit him. Is the whole Shaila attack, is he allowed to hit him? He's a Chai's baby, he does hit him. This is Mamisha Shaila. With a Kanoim Pagan boy, if he's not doing it, he's not acting out of Kanos, is he allowed to? So of course he's not allowed to. The Kanos is a personal thing, no one can know that, it's only between him and the Rebbeinu Shleilim. If he feels mushba by what the person is doing, then he is entitled as Mechai to do what he has to do. So the Shvatim came along. Have you seen this Pinchas? This Pinchas is affronted by what Zimri has done. In other words, what's he saying? He's saying Pinchas feels so strong by doing what he's done. Come on, Pagan, he's demonstrating, he's declaring that he can't bear to see this happening. He is being mashpi on him. He's feeling it's breaking down the barriers between Yidden Goyim. So the Shvatim said, come off it. Pinchas, your Zayin is a Goy, you feel strongly about going, tell that to somebody else. That's what the Pinchas, the Fishai Shvatim Avazim, I say. The Shvatim said, that can't be true. You're killing Zimri out of Kanoim Pagan Boy. That can't be. Because you yourself, you come from Goyim. Your Zayin is not only was a Goy, Pitim Avin Azar. You're affronted by what he's done at Nechtigaton. You know, you see it in the family, you know, every time you go for Yom Tov, you see what he's left Avin Azar Balk upon him. You know what they do. You know what he's been doing. That's what the Shvatim said. So the Torah says, "Lefikach ba'kos of yichse achad." No, the nidden here is, else what midah, what made Pinchas kill Zimri? So the Shvatim said, it can't be because he feels so deeply the offence by what Zimri has done. Therefore, he's actually out of chaos. He's lost it. Why? Because he saw him chaffering Moshe Rabbeinu and he feels for him. So his friend, it's very nice and very loyal, but it's not permitted though. You're not allowed to kill someone for that reason. So, Lefikach Ba'akos Yotze Acha'an. They said, no, but he's a Pinach Ha'ar, Akhen, he's Oye Shalom, Oye Shalom. But he hasn't got the Midah of Kaas. He's Oye Shalom, Oye Shalom. It's not Midah of Kaas. Elomai must be. It must be that he's doing it out of Lashem Shemai to Kanos. That's what the Rashi is telling us here. So it's true, of course, that Pinchas is the Einikel of Yisrael and he's the Einikel of Aram, but the Nidin is what's motivating him to do what he's doing. And that is, Be'emus, the key to understanding one's Midas. That you see from here, a person could do something, and on one level it's perfectly mutter, it's a mitzvah, and on another level it's murder, it's Ratzicha. But it all depends on the motivation, and that's what a person has to identify with himself. Not necessarily in Dafke in a question of a Kanon Pagan, but every act which a person does, what motivates this act? Is it motivated by the Shem Shemayim, or are there other motivations? You know, you find the same thing we had in Kairach a few weeks ago. Kairach, the Mishnah says, Machlokes Kairach Hanazah Machlokes Shleil L'Shem Shemayim. If you analyse, what is the difference in the machlokes l'shem shemayim and machlokes shelo l'shem shemayim? Machlokes v'shevu machlokes hil v'shamayim. So machlokes v'shamayim, b'shamayim say beis hil v'yonav v'osa, beis hil say umutan, beis hil say osa, whatever. So machlokes shem shemayim, no one's got any personal idea. What's the machlokes shelo l'shem shemayim? Machlokes shelo l'shem shemayim is the kazay. Well, let's take another case of a machlekes. Let's say a killer is looking to appoint a rav. So the machlekes, Reuven says he should be the Shimon should be the rav, and Levi said Yehuda should be the rav. Why? Reuven says Shimon is a posek, he's a speaker, he's a this or the other. He should be the rav. Levi said no, but he's got Levi. The other one, Levi's got a different mile. He's more suitable. Machlekes Shem Shemayim. It's perfectly legitimate. You have to look at days. So they'll discuss it and they'll work it out and see. They'll work this mile against that mile. They'll work out. What happens if they're having the same machlekes, exactly the same thing, but who should be the rav? Except Reuven says Shimon should be the rav because he's a better this and that and the other, but really it's his brother-in-law, it's his friend or whatever. So, but he's not going to come on and say Shimon should be the rav because he's my brother-in-law. That's not one of the things of the criteria which will determine whether to be the rav. So he's going to say Shimon is better than the other, and Levi says no, Yehuda's better, whatever. So now what's going to happen? Now they'll come and discuss it. Reuven will never accept what anyone else shows, even the show in the end is a bigger place, a bigger speak, whatever it should be. He never accepted because that's not where he's coming from. He's coming because of my brother-in-law. That's why. That's why I wanted to be the rav. So you show me from. I'll have an answer for everything. The person's got in the gear. So the definition of machlokes shelo lishem shamayim is what they're arguing about. It's in itself is beseder. I mean, you can argue about it. It's beseder. It's just why you're arguing about it. The same thing with Korach. Remember, you ask a kasha the chayyim. Is that the only way to define what Korach did? Machlokes shelo lishem shamayim. Korach was denied the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's machlokes shelo lish. As if, because as we said, the definition of machlokes shelo lishem shamayim means what you're saying is okay. It's why you're saying it. But the pshat is also the same thing. Korach comes along and says, "Kala eidah kulam kadoshim madua tisnasu akal Hashem." He says, "Why did you made yourself a leader? You made Aaron a kohen and Kohen Gadol. It's not fair. One family takes all the kum. Kala eidah kulam kadoshim. We all want to come close. You want to come close to Moshe. We all want to come close to Moshe. We all want to have this lips and we all want to have this kiss." Fair enough. Because at that point, Korach didn't know that Aaron had been appointed by Kadosh Baruch Hu. He thought Moshe made it of his own bat, right? Abba Rashi tells us, Ma ro Korach lach lekal Moshe, niskanei b'nesiyosu shalei tzofa ben Uziel. He wanted to be the nasi of Shevet Levi of Mishpachas Kohath. He thought it belonged to his family. So why didn't he come up and say, this is all a red herring, this whole biz being kernel a red herring, it wasn't into the kernel of Gedolah. What he wanted to be was the nasi of Shevet Kohath. But that's not what he said, why? Because obviously, if you're going to come along and say, to everybody, let's make a machlokes. I should be the nasi of Shevet Kohath. He's not going to get everybody involved. You know, since you thought out yourself. You know, you've got to find something which will embrace, which will include everybody, an inclusive something to go against Moshe. If it comes along, kol kulam my daughter's nasi myself, kol eidah kulam kadoshim. I'm not coming for myself. But so if that would have been his emes to katayna, that's what he would have wanted. Fair enough, it's a title. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers him, you know what, you're quite right, but I didn't do it, Moshe told me to do it. So therefore, that would have accepted that. But that wasn't where he was coming from. He was coming from the perspective of the Skanab Benisir, Sushalayt Sofim Benuziel. That's where he's coming from. So therefore, he wants to get at Moshe Rabbeinu. This is just the way of getting at him by saying, Kalikul Kadoshim. Mimela, now the Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, you know, I didn't appoint Aaron, Hakadosh Baruch Hu appointed Aaron, he carries on, because he's got his negir. So again, we see the same thing. That, it's the middah of the person which defines the act which he's doing. The act itself could be beseder, like the Chanoim pagan way. The act of killing Zimri is a mitzvah if it's done for the right reasons. If it's done for the wrong reasons, then it's resicha. It's here as well. Machlokes shelo lishem shamayim is another way of showing us that what you're saying in itself is beseder. It's a legitimate thing to argue about. You're not arguing, you can come to Moshe with a tiny loud to ask. But it's the motive which changes the whole complexion of what you're doing. So now the shy fine. So the shy is now, how does a person identify with him? Pinchas himself or anyone, how can we see from the act which Pinchas did that what he did was governed only by Lashem Shemayim? The Torah says it was only governed by Lashem Shemayim. But how can a person know whether it is, let's say a person acts out of caste, sometimes you have to show caste, caste upon him, whether it be with children or whatever, sometimes one has to show caste, Lashem Shemayim, but it mustn't penetrate, it mustn't take over the whole person. But how can a person know whether it's Lashem Shemayim? So, we're talking about caste, which is what we're talking about in this passage. Here we see, the Torah is telling us, we can see whether it's Hashem Shemayim or not. Because when someone gets into caste, let's say loses their temper, let's say, for a certain reason, and that reason, as we said, could be Hashem Shemayim, could be not Hashem Shemayim. the litmus test is, does the caste carry over? You know, sometimes when someone gets into a temper, and we of course we're all guilty, and I'm guilty, I won't say about you, but you get into a temper sometimes, then it carries over onto other things. You're in a bad mood, so it carries over. That's midas. Because if it's only l'shem shemayim, then it's controlled, it's for l'shem shemayim. It's not personal. If the person is in a bad temper, then it carries on, it carries over. You know, then you snap at this one, snap at that one. If it's l'shem shemayim, then it's controlled. It's l'shem shemayim. So with Reuven, I've got l'shem shemayim, a different reason to be cast, I'm a cast. Shimon, good morning, Shimon. How are you, Shimon? Fine. It doesn't make me snap one to the other. That is the litmus test, and that's an avoid attack. But that is one of the litmus tests. I once heard Taka from a Dayan, a Choshver Rav, a Dayan of Choshev Mishpat. He told me that, you know, he has Dine Torah, does Dine Torah, and very often, you know, things get heated, especially with a lot of money involved, because things get heated. And at some point, one of the Bali Dine might get up and say, he says, Rebbe, it's not the money, it's the principle. So he says, whenever anybody says that, you know, it's one thing, it's not the principle, it's the money. The Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Gaon, founded Volozhin Yeshiva, were about to found it, he went to the Gaon, his Rebbe, to ask him, to tell him of his idea, and he came along and was very excited about it, and then, but Yeshiva, but learning, blah, 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 blah. Not yet. Some time later, he came back with a bit less excitement, and then the God said, "Fine, now you can go ahead." So I don't know whether the Chaim said, or the God said, "What's the nafkah?" And he said, "When a person comes very, very excited, mitzvahs don't make a person excited. That midah doesn't come from mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, you know, anyone does mitzvahs with the sreizos and the slavos and that doesn't come from mitzvahs. That comes from somewhere else. The shloim lishmar, you know, whatever it should be. Yeah, this is, the Gaon knew his time. This is the Gaon saying, I don't know whether we can judge, but this way. So when a person gets very, very excited, then the person has to be the best judge of himself. The person gets excited, then it's very often it's not mitzvahs, it's something else. Bazai says the pasuk." Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Hishem is Chamos al Bnei Yisrael. Why did Pinchas get his reward? But not because of the Kanos that he did, but because Hishem is Chamosi. He removed the anger of the Bajis, he stopped the Magefa. So what about the Kanos? So the Medrash says, how did he stop the anger of the Bnei Yisrael? So the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayamid Pinchas vayifalil. What does it mean? Omar Rebbe Elazar by Spalal Loinem ala by Falal. He davened. He had a dintay with the Bnei Shloim. He came in Bikshu Malach Hashem for Dachvay. He came the Bosh at the Mach. He wanted to tell the Bnei Shloim to stop the Magefa. So they said to him, "Oh, you're a Kanoi." So he said, "The Bnei Shloim, no, Meshiv Chema ben Meshiv Chema. He's the one who makes the Bnei Shloim's anger abate. The son of Aaron HaKohen." In other words, Pinchas in the middle of his Kanos found time to have Rachmanos and Klal Yisrael. Because Meshiv Chema goes and a Betzachayim goes and downs the Bereshit to Merchel Klal Yisrael. That's not the nature of a curse which comes from bad minutes. Because the two things don't work together. You know, if someone's in anger mode, is in curse mode, it's very hard to switch over to Rachmanis mode. You know, at the same time, if you can switch from curse mode to Rachmanis mode at the same time, he's just killed him and then he downs the Bereshit to Rachmanis and Klal Yisrael is right, it's not curse. That's Hashem Shammai. That's the minute says the pasuk. Pinchas ben Laz ben Hashem es Chamosi dal bnei Yisrael. Because he removed my anger, that shows the kanos kinosi b'seichem, that the kanos was emeser kanos. It wasn't governed by midas. This is one of the ways which a person can judge. And this is there are many ways which a person can judge whether his deeds are governed by midas or they're governed by l'shem shemayim. Where the midah or the kas in this case carries over into other things. But we should help Taka. We should be zeicher to recognize our midas. The first stage in tikkun midas is recognizing our midas, and it's a lifetime job to work on one's midas. But every bit that we do will certainly be kavod l'shem here beyond me.